Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Paul Baskerbear is here. Paul is the president of Local at Yodel, yodel.com, and he's in charge of the sales and customer care marketing activities over there, and he's got a few decades' experience in this world. And they've been polling small business owners to find out, I mean, I should say customers of yours, and finding out what they're looking for from you. And we've asked Paul to join us and give us a good report on that. Paul Baskerbear, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. In case people don't know about Yodel, tell us about it.
Well, we're about a 10-year-old company that focuses really on making it simple for small businesses to find and keep their best customers. And so we've got about 50,000 small businesses that use us every day across a whole range of different business segments. And it's a software platform that they use to both acquire customers, to build relationships with them, get reviews, email, offers, social. So it's a whole range of services to make it easy for them.
So you guys recently you actually did a survey of folks out there on Main Street to find out what they expect from the companies they do business with, didn't you?
Right. So, you know, part of what we like to do is make sure we know what's happening with our customers' customers. It helps us think through what products to build, the challenges that they face. So this is an annual survey that we do to try and understand what they're looking for.
Well, I like what you said a while ago just now, because I want to talk about it. We can either do that now or later, but you said our customers' customers. And to me, and this is especially true if you're business to business like you guys, and and that is that if you really want to get customers for life, help them help your customers help their customers. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, the good news that we saw from the survey is we found both, I think, optimism and good news for small business, as well as some new opportunities for them. You know, it's maybe not surprising, but what we found is that people expect to use small business more going forward, that they choose small business because of service, not necessarily because of low price, which is obviously great news. And then on the opportunity side, you know, what we heard loud and clear is that small business customers want to have a deeper relationship with the small businesses, and they're not quite getting it yet. So there's lots of opportunity for them to build deeper relationships, which I think is good news.
Well, I think it is, and it's a cautionary tale too, isn't it, Paul? Because you know, one of the things you said is that they expect to do more business with small businesses, which I predicted in the 20th century, Paul, that the 21st century would become the century of the entrepreneur, and yeah. I think that's happening. And also technology, as you know, as you very well know, is leveling the playing field for small businesses, which makes us look a whole lot more like the big guys than we used to. And, yeah. But you also said something that I'm so glad you said, and small business owners need to remind themselves about this all the time, and that is that they're not necessarily looking for a price point from small business. Too many small businesses, Paul, are not charging enough for what they sell.
Yeah,
they think that's the big reason people come to see them, and it's not, is it?
No, it's actually personalized service. You know, I think it's risky to just look at the price points of the large providers, large big box, or you know, the big players, and just say that's how they compete. But that's not actually how small businesses compete. That's not why the customers are choosing to come to them. It's not what they want out of the relationship. It's really much more about personalized service.
The price war is over and we lost.
Well, it depends. You could say we won. I think, you know, for small businesses, I'd rather if you
pricing your products properly, you are. But if you're still fighting the price war, you're going to lose.
Well, I think it's like any good, you know, strategic thinking. Figure out why do you win? what's your basis of competing? Mm-hmm. And for small business, you know, price is important. Obviously, people want value, but what they value from the small business is more than just cheap. And
right.
So it just means that small business owners have to think about how to do that well. And that's both in how you provide the service as well as the relationship you build before and after that service is delivered.
Well, exactly, because notice neither one of us said people are looking forward to giving their money away for nothing. That's not what they want, but they're willing to pay more if they get more, aren't they?
That's right. That's right.
And that's our job. That's our job, because we can, can't we? Small businesses can deliver more than the big companies.
Well, they can, and it's both you know, things like personalization is really important.
Right.
You know, being able to deliver, not just being able to show up and be you know, a good partner and a good provider to your customers, but also afterwards maintaining a relationship and a connection with them. Because it's, you know, with small business, it's not as though we, as buyers, we don't agonize all year long about our snowplow provider, our pest control provider. But there are periods in the year that we like to think of as like the consideration zone. There are times in the year or periods in which you actually do think about your provider. You know, when you get your W-2, you think about your accountant, and you ask just for at least a couple of minutes, do I have the right accountant?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the consideration period. There's the springtime when you start to think about the gutter person or the roof repair. There's the fall you start to think about your
provider. If those are the services you provide, you need to be top of mind for these people, don't you?
Right.
Of course, that's what you guys do. The other thing that you brought up I want to get to before we take the break, and that is where we're falling short. And I really do believe it's in the area of service, of acting grateful. I mean, it breaks my heart to go into a small business and lay my money down and nobody even looks at me in the eye and says thank you. That drives me nuts. What do you think?
Well, I think it's both saying thank you and reminding people all year long that you exist. But saying thank you, asking for reviews, just trying to find ways to say that actually I'm interested in what you thought of my service, I care about you, and I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, well
that
said.
That just says we're in a relationship.
And that's what you guys do at Yodel, right? I mean, you help people bind all that up into a package, right?
We make it easy. You know, I think our view is small business owners are busy people. They're certified plumbers and electricians. They're not necessarily certified customer management people.
Right.
And so we just try and make it very easy for them to get those reviews and build those relationships.
Yodel.com. Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Paul Bascobert. He and I will be back to talk about some more of the annual survey that they took to find out what your customers think of you, my friends. Hope you're paying attention. Taking notes. There will be a test. 20 after. Stay with us.
Started walking, couldn't stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.